and here's some more holiday prose for the holiday palette. A Christmas Tree by Charles Dickens. I have been looking on, this evening, at a merry company of children assembled round that pretty German toy, a Christmas tree. The tree was planted in the middle of a great round table and towered high above their heads. It was brilliantly lighted by a multitude of little tapers, and everywhere sparkled and glittered with bright objects. There were rosy-cheeked dolls hiding behind green leaves, and there were real watches with movable hands, at least, and endless capacity of being wound up, dangling from innumerable twigs. There were French polished tables, chairs, bedsteads, wardrobes, eight-day clocks, and various other articles of domestic furniture, wonderfully made in tin, at Wolverhampton, perched among the boughs as if in preparation for some fairy housekeeping. There were jolly, broad-faced little men, and much more agreeable in appearance than many real men, and no wonder, for their heads took off and showed them to be full of sugar plums. There were trinkets for the elder girls, far brighter than any grown-up gold and jewels. There were baskets and pincushions and all devices. There were guns, swords, and banners. There were teetotums, humming tops, needle cases, pen wipers, smelling bottles, conversation cards, bouquet holders, real fruit made artificially dazzling with gold leaf. Imitation apples, pears, and walnuts crammed with surprises. In short, as a pretty child before me delightedly whispered to another pretty child, her bosom friend, there was everything and more.